good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And good morning. My name is Jane Marie Schaefer.
Hi, Jane Marie. Jane Marie and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and some combo of us is here every single weekend talking to you about estate planning and elder law. Believe it or not, that's a fun topic to talk about. You'd be surprised. It's a call-in show. You can reach us at 518-476-5900. And if you want to see Jane Marie or Phil or myself or Dan Glass or Kim Hance or any of your needs, you can come to one of our three offices in Albany, Kingston, and Saratoga Springs and call us at 518-465-7581. Morning, Jane Marie. What's going on?
Good morning. I'm looking forward to this week, our big open house on Thursday.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. John, so
really,
we
what's
have
going
a big
on?
Ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Up in our new Saratoga office.
Saratoga, ooh.
So
nice.
We've had the office, I mean, it's now April, and we started there at the beginning of the year, but it's now, you know, there's things on walls. There's chairs.
So it's ready.
Tables. And
Yes, it's all ready now.
Oh, nice.
We have one of the largest TVs I've ever seen in my life in that office. Jane Marie, tell me, who picked out that TV?
Well, I decided if we're going to buy one,
might as well go home.
So, you never know.
Well, how can you argue on a big TV? I mean, I'm all for it.
Yeah, you could always just stand further away from it.
Well, what do you guys watch on the TV?
Oh, we could... You know, share slides and stuff.
Oh,
so it's in our presentation room.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, then you did the right thing.
Speaking of which, we have a presentation room. That's a new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe
great.
I did it because I can't see that well from the back of the room. You know.
Well, I'll tell you, John. If I'm up there during the day, and let's say it's you know Friday of the British Open or something, I'll tell you what's going to be on that TV.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Good.
Not at all. That's
but
great.
Hopefully in the future, and, you know, when we're on the radio, we'll be talking about, you know, this week we'll be having our, you know, our twice a month seminar in our Saratoga office, and it'll just be literally in our office. We have tables and chairs you could rearrange. It could be classroom style. It could be kind of like, I'll say round table, but you can't make it round, but it'll be like a big rectangle you could do.
So you have an open house this week in Saratoga.
What 11 to 1. It'll be on Thursday the 25th.
All right.
And the new office is at 60 Railroad Place up in Saratoga.
Okay.
So we've always been in Saratoga. Now we just have a bigger space.
Dare I ask if you're going to have, like, cookies or coffee?
We will.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll have,
we'll
have crudité.
We are even having cookies with our name on them.
Are we really?
That's right.
Yeah, Isabel.
Oh, man, that's worth the trip alone.
That's right.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Green and white cookies and some that have our name.
If you're a fan of baby carrots, we have those.
Baby carrots, yeah.
And little celeries and things
like
that.
They're always nice to dip
and
them.
And then at 1 p.m., we're not going to cut one ribbon or two ribbons or three.
Yeah.
No. Who do you think we are, John?
I don't know.
We're cutting four ribbons.
So what are you going to do? Start in the parking lot and work your way up?
I don't know. All the different chambers are aware that the other ones are coming. I kind of picture it like some sort of gang fight between them, but it's not going to be like that. They all know. And so it'll just be a big scissor that takes them all out. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But it's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be a very fun day.
That's great. And it starts at 11.
Yeah. And I think... Jamie, the bigger office in Saratoga also will mean that for our clients that are even further north, we'll be better able to handle their needs, including more home visits or maybe one day an office up there in Queensbury or something like that.
Yeah, what's the exit off the Northway?
For which
your
one?
Saratoga office.
Well, you could do, you could
15?
Pick. You could do 15, you could do 14, you could do 13.
It's in between. Okay. Oh,
so
all right.
When I'm coming up.
You're on Route 9?
We're
or 50.
Right off of Broadway.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Right smack in the middle of town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You guys are good. Saratoga season is on its way, too. The track season.
I'm going to save a cookie and bring it here on that Saturday.
Oh, please. Thank you. Fantastic.
Or maybe Phil will.
Love to have one.
Awesome.
Maybe I'll just kind of save it, you know, and keep it wrapped up. So
you can do one of those experiments to see how long it takes for it to break down into its natural components.
But that's great. So Thursday at 11, your Saratoga office, open house. Come one, come all.
We're very excited. Yeah, and maybe not everybody come because we didn't order that many cookies. We just want to talk about
it. First come, first serve. What are you going to do,
right?
That's right. Yeah. Jay Ray, last week I was on with Phil, and we were talking about a bunch of different just kind of general topics, one of which was how great our jobs are.
Yes.
Because we really get to help a wide swath, a huge variety of people. And one of the fact patterns I had actually yesterday, I wanted to share with you because it does touch on a couple myths that we hear and a couple misconceptions and why it's really important to get someone like you involved in a fact pattern, even when it seems pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you will allow me, I walked into one of our conference rooms and there was a young couple.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I looked at I'm like, oh, this is a young couple consult.
That's right.
Except it wasn't. And it was husband and wife, and they were here for husband's mother.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Right. So mom. Mom has one child. He was sitting in the room.
Right.
And she has been diagnosed with dementia and a particularly aggressive and progressive form.
Yeah.
But she's doing all right.
Good.
Knock on wood so far.
But it's good they came to see you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And she had been diagnosed a couple years ago, and a couple years ago, Jamie, they did a life estate deed for her property.
Mm.
Okay. So far, so good. Now, a life estate deed, do you care to, why don't you explain, if you don't mind, what a life estate deed is? Because everyone always hears trusts out of our mouth. Here's something else. So what's a life estate deed?
So a life estate deed, it's another way to get property out of your name. You deed your property to your child or children, and then you keep a life estate, which means that you keep the right to live there for the rest of your life.
So really nothing changes as long as you don't move and as long as your children or child is okay.
That's right.
As long as we're not selling the property.
Right.
It's a viable option. We've done them before.
I
did one for a family member. The younger you are, the worse that idea is in general. The more likely you are to move, the worse that idea is, etc. Now, they did it on a piece of property that's actually in Long Island.
Okay.
In Suffolk County.
Pronounced it fully. Yeah.
What's that, Long Island?
Long Island.
Are we going to do the Long Island thing now, Jay Murray? We shouldn't. I'm in the middle of a fact pattern.
You said it wrong. We need Phil to say it.
Yeah.
Long Island over by the mall.
Pretty good. Okay.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I said Phil reminds me of home, like my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
It does.
It's nice. So, house is in Suffolk County, but she's up here, and they did a life estate deed, and okay, so far so good. So I explained, we'll get back to life estate deed, I said to them, but that's great. Where is she now? And she's living in a 55-plus community. But she has dementia. How could she? What do you mean? Shouldn't she be in a nursing home? Well, it doesn't work that way, everybody, right? It's not a light switch if you have a diagnosis. That doesn't mean the end is immediate. It just means things are going to progress over time. It's going to be a long-term issue, right?
Yes.
So she's at a 55-plus community, and they have privately hired people to go there to help her. So basically, home health care aides.
That's great.
For her apartment.
Well, that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
So let me just stop right there. Jamie, most people don't realize that home care, community Medicaid, or the idea of home care is just anywhere other than a nursing home. You don't literally need to be in your home.
That's right.
To get home care.
Right.
You could be in an apartment.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, you can be in an apartment. A lot of people can't take care of the house anymore. So they move to an apartment and then get the home care.
And obviously, everything's on one level. And then also, not only living there, you can bring people from outside of that essentially apartment building. That's what a 55-plus community is. To help out.
Yes.
And he was saying to me, actually, there's a number of people in that development where, you know, when you go visit mom enough, you see there's other caregivers going to see other people. It's this whole world.
Right. And sometimes those caregivers have two or three clients in that complex, right? Makes it easy.
Why not? Check in on this one, check in on that one.
That's
allows
right.
son to be able to go to work every day.
Right.
So really, really cool that they had that situated. Now, the next question was, how are you paying for those people? And he said, well, we're private paying. And one of those people is getting paid over $30 an hour. And the other one of those people is getting paid about $20. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they're both not listening.
They don't talk to each other, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
But I think it's because one's through an agency and one's private, and it's this, it's that, and who knows what they're doing. We didn't get into the nitty-gritty.
But you're lucky when you can do private pay.
Sure are.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're kind of hitting it here, John, because at a handful of hours a week, that works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't come in to brag about their life estate deed and how wonderful things are. They came in specifically to talk about options to cover the cost.
So they're thinking ahead.
Yes.
Right. It can get more expensive if she starts needing more hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Correct, Jamie. And I would take the if out of there because she will.
Right.
When she will need more hours. Mm-hmm. So we have a situation, a life estate deed. That's good. Seems to protect property, at least initially, for home care. Some complications if they ever sell it. I'll get into that later with you, Jamie. Mm-hmm. But they came in to talk about options. And one of the things they said is, well, we know there's a 7-year look back period. So let's stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jamie, is there a 7-year look back period?
There isn't. There never has been. There's never been talk of one. So, no. Yeah,
maybe somebody
the
told
only
them
talk
that.
Of 7-year look back periods are when people come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell
right.
us.
Yeah.
The elder law attorneys right. about the 7-year look back period that doesn't exist. All right. Anyway, so 5 years, we're good. But I said, look, we're not in a rush to get her out of this facility. We like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do we kind of plan for the long term? Plan, as Jamie said, for when there are more hours of care, and that's when we started talking about community Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jamie, I'll turn it over to you again, and this is as vague of a question as possible, but how would you describe what community Medicaid is, just in general?
So just in general, it's where you can stay home and you don't have to pay for those aids anymore, right? Medicaid will pay for those home health aids to come in and take care of you. Yeah, basically. So she could stay there, and as it gets more hours, you know, community Medicaid will take over paying for that.
Correct. And if someone says, well, wait a minute, Medicaid, they don't pay a lot of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those people are correct. They don't. Medicaid does not pay $30 an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not,
but they also don't pay zero.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we'll take whatever they're going to pay that caregiver. And we had that conversation. I know you've had it before with people where we can get creative. You have a caregiver who wants $30 cash, let's say.
Right.
It's not what the caregiver wants, by the way. They're getting 30 on the books.
Yeah.
They're getting 30 on the books. Well, they shouldn't really be picky as to who's paying them the 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
So we're able to take advantage of what Medicaid can offer and then separately contract with them for additional hours, maybe at an elevated rate.
Right.
So the average rate hits what they were looking for. And that could be a big savings because if the family's paying 30 an hour, but now they're paying 11 an hour because the other 19 is coming from Medicaid.
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
And you could pay for a lot more hours.
Yeah, sure.
John.
Sure.
So we like where the conversation's going, and we then turned to how to qualify. And they said, well, we're only a year and a half into the life estate, so what do we do? And that's when happily, Jane Maya said, April 1st, turned out to be a fool's day because there's no look back period. And so I explained to them there's no look back period. So if you're meeting with a client, and who cares what they have as assets?
Right. It doesn't matter. Right.
Jamie, if you meet with them on today, the 20th of April, you can get them, you, Jamie Schaefer, can get them qualified on May 1st. Mm-hmm. Zero doubt about it.
Absolutely. Even if they have $1 million, right?
So what does it mean that there's no look back period?
So it means that you can, well, you still have to get the assets out of your name,
right?
You still have to get down to $30,000. But you can do that. You can transfer them out of your name into a trust and apply right after they're in the trust. You don't have to wait 5 years to apply for Medicaid.
So if it was a nursing home fact pattern, right, doing something now would mean May of 2029.
Right.
Which is crazy to say May of 2029. That's a...
Well,
sounds like it's a long way away.
Sounds like it's way in the future.
But if it's community Medicaid, it could be this May 1st.
That's right.
Okay,
that's amazing.
That's fantastic, and people still It's hard to believe, right?
It's hard to believe 2029 is so soon. It's hard to believe we've already been talking for 15 minutes. It's unbelievable how it works. We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And my name is Jane Marie Schaefer.
Jamie and I are two of the attorneys at Herzog, and as we were talking the first lightning-quick 15 minutes of the show, we were talking about a fact pattern where a son came in about mom. Mom's from Long Island. She's living up here now in a 55-plus community. Mom has dementia. It's been diagnosed, and mom is having privately paid caregivers help her in her apartment, and the family is starting to look at, well, we can see we will need more money. Mm-hmm. She already has rent and other obligations. So how can we keep her out of a facility as long as possible, ideally in this 55-plus community? And so Jamie helped us walk through what it means to not have a look-back period, meaning that Jamie can get his mother qualified next month for Medicaid. We talked about life estates briefly, and it was all sunshine and roses. Mm-hmm. It won't be in the second half of the show when we talk about some limitations that brings. But thus far, we're good, Jamie. And in terms of money, mom had about $110,000 of non-retirement assets. So Medicaid would call those things resources. Mm-hmm. And mom's not allowed to have $110,000 of resources. She's allowed to have about $32,000 mm-hmm. or so. Right. But no worries, everybody, right? It's home care. And Jamie, no look back.
No look back period. So she can transfer those assets into a trust.
She could transfer to a trust. She could transfer to a child. And here's where, you know, one of the reasons I love what we do is because we're not just slinging trust left and right. Mm-mm. And so in this instance, son is the only child.
Right.
Son is the only beneficiary of mom. Mm-hmm. And rather than spending some money to create that eligibility by using a trust, probably we're going the mom fund route. I don't know if you like the mom fund. I like the mom fund.
No, I understand it now, but I had met one of your clients and they were going on about the mom fund.
Oh.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
John, do you know what the mom fund is?
No, not really, no.
Okay. So in a world where nobody cares about how we get qualified because there's no look back period,
yep, right?
We don't have to throw everything above $32,000 into a trust. If we have a client that already has a trust, mm-hmm. we don't have to get their resources just to 32,
yeah.
depending on the fact pattern and the and how many kids and does everyone get along and this and that. Maybe we'll say instead of throwing everything into a trust, take some of it and get it out of mom's name because mm-hmm. we have to do that.
Yeah, okay.
But maybe the two daughters put it in their names.
Yeah.
But that money is to not be touched. Mm-hmm. If one of the daughters didn't wake up tomorrow, it's still safe for the other.
Mm-hmm.
If Medicaid's asking in an application, it's not mom's money,
mm-hmm.
but we right. call it the mom fund because if and when we need money for mom,
yeah.
we know how sometimes there's a little red tape on taking money out of a trust. Mm-hmm. We know sometimes that that we might need some cash
right.
for mm-hmm. whatever purposes.
Yeah,
it's there, mm-hmm. the mom fund.
The mom fund.
The mom fund.
That's right.
So, we're going to do the mom fund route.
Pretty cool.
Particularly because they already have this life estate deed. Now, if they hadn't,
right.
I'm with Jamie Marie. We're creating a trust. Mm-hmm. We're throwing the house in Long Island in there.
Yeah.
Right.
We're throwing the $80,000 of excess resources in there, or maybe right. 50 mm-hmm. in the smaller mom fund, and off we go. Okay? So, again, so
wow.
far, mm-hmm. so good.
Yeah.
And we're going to proceed with the Medicaid for right. mom and get this needed help. The kind of help, the amount of hours. So if mom couldn't just get across the room, Jamie, if that was her only ailment,
mm-hmm.
she was a, you know, a fall risk in the shower. Mm-hmm. Even if she was unable to shower herself,
yeah,
or toilet herself,
right?
Medicaid wouldn't give a lot of hours.
Not if she has capacity or she's competent, right?
Mm-hmm. But she has this diagnosis, so now this is another kind of a myth where people say, "Well, it's not going to be worth it. I'm not going to get a lot of hours." If someone comes in and their parent has dementia, Jamery, how many hours are you thinking they're going to get?
Ultimately, they could get 24, right? But, not, maybe not in the beginning.
Not a week.
Mm-hmm. No, per day.
Not every 5 days.
Yeah, per day.
You can get 24/7 coverage. And I'd say,
if
Kim was here, I think she'd probably say minimum middle double digits.
Yeah, right.
As a starting point.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For hours of care. Mom doesn't need that much help. That's
okay,
not the point. She'll need it one day.
Yeah.
We'll take those hours.
I mean, eventually, yes.
And we'll fill them in. We'll be fine.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, you could take 8 hours a day in the beginning. Right. It depends on where, how far you are in the disease.
Right. Okay.
So far, so good.
Wow.
I feel like there's a but coming.
There's a but.
Well, there's a but somewhere.
It's going to go back to why life estate deeds aren't always great.
Mm-hmm. I like it, Jamery. So, Long Island.
Yes.
Okay. Some people say Strong Island. I don't. I say Long Island.
No. Long Island.
Even when I lived there, I didn't say Strong Island. I don't
know.
Anyway.
I don't like that. No.
That house is not worth nothing.
Oh, my gosh. It's in Suffolk County. Okay.
It's actually...
How come?
Yeah, Suffolk... Well, no. I mean, it's worth money.
It's worth money.
Oh, all right.
You can't get a piece of property
it's
in Long Island.
A fortune.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right.
And
it's worth a lot more
than when Mom bought it.
Right. Oh, sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And normally, if you live in a house for 2 out of the last 5 years and one day you sell it, you're going to have a lot of that profit, the gain, be tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you do a life estate deed, you don't own that property anymore. You have certain rights in it. Mm-hmm. But the timing becomes a little important here because the longer Mom's upstate, the less she's in Long Island, her primary residence. Oh, by the way, I should say this. You know what county we're filing in, Jamery? It'll be Suffolk.
Hmm.
Because
that was Mom's last
residence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it has to be.
It's a Long Island application.
Yeah. The longer she's up here, you know, the longer she's away from there. And if they ever sell it during her life, we might have some pretty heavy duty
capital
gains issues.
Yeah, I would say so.
Right.
If they sell it, Jamery. Mom doesn't get all the money if they sell her house.
What happens?
Well, it's a life estate deed. She only owns a small part of the house right now.
Yeah.
And every year she's alive, her ownership goes down a little bit, and her son's goes up. What a life estate deed is, as Jamery said, is it's a deed to the son subject to Mom's use and enjoyment, her life use.
Right.
Life estate.
Okay.
So they do sell it for $800,000 one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Well, how much money is Mom going to get? Not a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's surprising when you say that she has the life use. You think that's a large percentage, but they base it on her age and her life expectancy table.
Yeah.
So she may only get 10% or 15%. Mm-hmm. The percentages are shockingly small of what she gets when the house is sold.
And there are some capital gains ramifications if it's sold. Now, if what turns out, which is likely the course of action here, because I hope Community Medicaid covers all their needs, is that the house will continue to be in a life estate. What that also means, Jamery, is that Mom is obligated to pay the taxes. Long Island taxes are not cheap.
No, I can imagine.
I mean, if you live in Albany or Saratoga County, you're like, oh my God, my taxes.
I know, you should go down
talk
there,
to someone from Jersey or Long Island or Westchester.
Westchester, insane.
Or Connecticut, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
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 So that's a pretty penny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to good news for a second. Mom's got a good pension. Mm-hmm. I think she was a teacher.
Good. That's always good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jamery, there's about $5,700 a monthly income. Mm-hmm. And people are going to say, wait a minute, she makes too much money
to qualify
for home care.
Yeah, some people won't even think that's an option. Well, come in to talk to us.
Yeah, you don't think it's
an option. Come in to talk to us because that's not too much money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is not too much money. Medicaid says the first $1,700 is your allowance. Well, we could do what's called a pool trust to protect your excess income.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we're going to be doing as part of this application. And one of the obligations we're going to ask the pool trust mom's money to pay for mm-hmm. will be all the overhead mm-hmm. for that property.
Right, the taxes.
But when you have a life estate deed, you still have to pay all these expenses, right? We don't, mm-hmm. we're not going to, it's less of an option right now to sell the property. And I guess the point is if you did a trust mm-hmm. from day one, mm-hmm. we still have the 5 years. You're still with that life use of the property, and you're not forced to sell it, and mm-hmm. And so on and so forth, Jamie, but you can.
Right.
And that money that comes from the sale proceeds, all of it, not some of it, all of it goes to your trust. All of it stays protected, or all of it continues to accrue mm-hmm. that protection. So
that's
they came in with a life estate deed. I'm not making a trust. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it was it's not even cautionary tale territory yet. Because it may all work out.
They may be able to keep the house, right, and not have to sell it.
But the thing is, when 2 years ago, diagnosis, what are we going to do? Let's protect the house. They did life mm-hmm. estate deed.
Mm-hmm.
And probably what they should have done is talk to someone who does more elder law mm-hmm. and less real estate law.
Right.
Because crudely, life estate deeds are great. They're going to avoid probate. They get the clock ticking on the 5 years. But the longer term the fact pattern, the longer mom's alive, it becomes really problematic because we still have to pay for that house.
Right.
And if we sell it, it's not as good of a tax situation as if we had done something else.
Right. So sometimes people do that because the life estate deed is cheaper than the trust, right? But now in hindsight, the tax effects are so much more, right? If they had tried not to save money on the deed and gone the trust route, they would have saved enough money in taxes to cover the cost of the trust.
Yeah, exactly. So it was this nice, tidy package mm-hmm. In this fact pattern that I think mm-hmm. covers a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. One more piece of it before I say hi to mm-hmm. Jackie and Emma, who are at my house right now. They had a sleepover.
Oh,
they're listening.
Hi.
I'm getting texts. We're not saying hi yet.
Oh,
we're going to say hi later.
Okay, cancel that.
Cancel
okay.
the hi.
All right.
The power of attorney that mm-hmm. son had for mom.
I don't know.
No, it sounds good. I looked at it.
Okay.
I felt it. It felt light. Mm-hmm. I opened it up. Mom had initialed for gifting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new power of attorney. You initial to say, yes, I allow gifting pursuant to the modification section.
Mm-hmm.
And then the modification section had nothing in it.
Oh, no.
So we have to redo a power of attorney to mm-hmm. allow him to pull off everything we've been talking about. The mom mm-hmm. fund, the pooled income trust.
Right.
The power of attorney she has doesn't allow it. I thought she initialed for gifting. She did. But you have to do more than
right.
just initial.
Right.
So.
He may have gotten that power of attorney
yes.
online or gotten it from an attorney who doesn't do elder law. Right?
That's correct. So now I think we can say hi to Jackie and Emma. Hi, Jackie and Emma.
Hi.
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 Thanks for listening. Hope you had a great sleepover.
Now, I see good yeah. times, great oldies. I assume Taylor Swift is not any of those great oldies,
yeah,
but they are
I'm
Swifties.
I'm afraid not, no. She yeah.
Did they yeah. listen to the whole album?
We haven't listened to the new album yet, but they had, so I don't know when dances started, but their school had a fourth grade to eighth grade dance yesterday.
Oh, neat.
So we had about 20 fourth, fifth, and sixth grade girls in the house getting ready.
Yeah.
Some had heels, some had yeah. kind of makeup, the nails, the hair.
Oh, wow. Were you ready for that? I was
Did all right with it. My son was not. He was,
yeah.
he was just staring at.
I love those dances
girls.
Because once they get going at the dance, the girls are on one side,
yes,
the boys are on the
right.
other.
I heard there was
rarely do they meet in between.
I don't believe there was a moment when a boy danced with a girl.
No.
I
didn't hear all
yet.
the
yeah,
I don't want to hear it all.
You're not going to hear all of that.
Yeah. My wife can hear it. Isabel can hear it all. But we did say hi. We said hi and then we took it back and then we said hi for sure.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.